Here's Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Good spirits at the Auckland Trades Hall for the organizer. How many times do we get to travel most of the way around the world? If lucky as I've been in life and work, sometimes, but it's still rare. So it was a gift to hear from Matt Danaher that he was now living and even better working in New Zealand. I knew Matt from several annual meetings I had with him when he was working in the London headquarters for Unison, the second largest union in the United Kingdom. He knew I was on vacation, but wondered if I was up for a screening of The Organizer, talking about my book, Nuts and Bolts, both of which he had been following on Facebook. My answer to his generous offer was not yes, but heck yes. So we found ourselves trying to figure out parking nearby the Auckland Trades Hall building on a Tuesday night as the wind was almost knocking us off the hillside on what passes for a winter night in New Zealand. All of that was an hour before the scheduled start time for the event, but when we went through the door of the Union Hall, there were already a half dozen people scurrying around in preparation. They know what they're doing in Auckland. Matt, of course, was making sure the projector and speakers were set up to the screen and working, but the rest of us got to work setting up tables in a semicircle, which is the preferred method for the unions and the Auckland Labor History Group sponsoring the event. It took us a while to figure it out, but it turned out there was a bar and snacks being prepared by the Working Women's Collective, so that by the time the documentary began showing, there were tablecloths on each of the tables and bowls of food everywhere, including a nibbles table in the back. Ah, now we get it. Not sure that's the whole explanation for why there were already a score of people there a half hour before the event. Folks seemed genuinely glad to see each other. They were chatting over a beer or a glass of wine, even as they were making apologies for the traffic, holding others up that they knew were on the way. The film, in fact, started with over 40 in attendance at 5 minutes after the scheduled 6 o'clock time. Where does that ever happen? It turns out New Zealand is the answer, but great people in a great country. Not surprisingly, the crowd warmed to the film, laughing and crying in all the right places. The questions, as expected, were direct and to the point about the impact of media on organizing, the ever difficult question of expansion versus maintenance, the prospects for the rebranded group, and the potential of Acorn returning in the United States. The unanimous verdict was that the film was inspiring. There was also interest in whether or not there might be a place for Acorn in New Zealand, especially given our experiences organizing the Acorn Tenants Union in the United Kingdom. The family consensus, walking back outside hours later into the wind, was straightforward. The film was better, but the people in the audience were wonderful. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.